streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Saturday, C.J. Stroud leads number 6 Ohio State's electrifying offensive attack against Nebraska in the big noon Saturday game of the week. It all starts with the big noon kickoff pregame crew at 10 Eastern. Then it's Ohio State-Nebraska, only on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
Braves and Astros, game 6 tonight. Fox, your Discover Card Key matchup. Discover matches all the cash back you earn in your credit card first year automatically and no limit. How about that? NFL trade deadline. Jay Glazer and Schrager talking a lot about that whole Fletcher Cox from Philadelphia. So what do? You're 3-5 in a lousy division. You can't win the Super Bowl. Do you give up Fletcher Cox and get more draft picks, even though you already have a ton of draft picks? I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to find great interior defensive linemen. I don't know if I'd let Fletcher Cox go. But again, it depends on what somebody gives you. And I'm struggling to think of a really good team that's like an interior defensive lineman away. I think the Chargers is my favorite. But the Chargers aren't as aggressive as the Rams. They may share the same zip code in the same building, but the Chargers are not as – that they're not. And the Rams are hyper-aggressive. Fletcher Cox is worth making a call on. That's worth – because you're not paying – the Chargers aren't paying their left tackle or their quarterback anything for 3 years, and they're both fantastic players. So you got a little wiggle room here to go spend some money. I'd give up a second rounder for Fletcher Cox. Does that sound fair? Is he having a good year? I mean, when I watch him, he's making plays. You know, a year ago, we would have said Aaron Donald 1, Fletcher Cox 2 is interior defensive lineman. So he's worth something. Is he worth a second round pick? He's good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Joy Taylor with the news.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I haven't seen any updates on it yet.
All right.
We are on it. So the Lions have yet to win a game this season, as we know. And fans are unhappy in Detroit. And head coach Dan Campbell says he doesn't blame them.
When you don't win a game and you're 0-8 and you've lost at home, you know, that's I'm not going to be upset with that. I understand, you know, and my job is to try to find a way to help us win so that they want to come watch a winning product. Am I upset that we're where we're at? Yeah, I am. I mean, but also, man, I have not lost confidence. We're good enough to beat teams in this league.
Well, the Lions lead only Washington in attendance. 52,000, they're averaging 52,046 tickets at home games. They announced 47,192 at the games on Sunday.
For fairness to Dan Campbell, he inherited this mess.
Yeah, I don't blame Dan Campbell for this season.
Yeah, I mean, he inherited this.
What's he supposed to do in one? We're not even halfway through this season. Now, this isn't on Dan Campbell.
So they're 0-8, and you got Philadelphia is getting all these draft picks. They're willing to move Fletcher Cox. Why isn't Detroit making moves?
Well, we don't know if they're willing to move him. There's just people making calls about Fletcher Cox,
well,
whether they're going to move him or not.
Well, you know what they say. Before an affair, there's an emotional affair. If you're taking calls on Fletcher Cox.
Well, maybe, yeah, I think you have to take the call. But, look, the Lions are they're a dysfunctional organization. Like this is what it is. They're 71-96-1 since 2011. Their last playoff appearance was 2017 in a loss in a wild card game.
Until last week, they were playing their butts off.
They play hard.
Yeah.
You feel like they play with an energy, whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
You want to see them grow a little bit, but yeah. Look, this is not going to be a quick turnaround. They're on a bye this week, and you're going to, you know, have to be a little patient with it. But I completely understand Lions fans being frustrated and not wanting to go. This is why I always defend fans. When people talk about fans leaving early, or, you know, this city doesn't have good fans, or this city doesn't have good fans, people work very hard for their money.
Yes.
And they want to spend it with their family on things that they enjoy. Going to a game and watching your team get blown out week after week might not, to some people, feel like good use of your money. And that is how you force organizations to do better. Why do you have to go? We know Lions fans are good fans. They've been like the most dysfunctional organization for the last 20, 30 years in the NFL. Like, they deserve a good product. They deserve a good team. And if they're not going, then that's completely understandable. Yeah. So Damian Lillard reaffirmed his commitment to the Blazers recently, saying he doesn't want to go anywhere. But Philly fans still want to try and lure him there when he stepped on the line in the first quarter. "We want Lillard" chants could be heard throughout the arena, and Dame was asked about it after the game.
"City of brotherly love. Make sure all the brothers some love. My focus either way. You know, during the starting lineups, they was, you know, like booing everybody in there, and they cheered when I came through. You know, I laughed at that. I thought that was funny. You know, I know what it is, and I know what it's about, but, you know, I'm a trailblazer."
The fans were also giving him an ovation during the pregame introductions. Now, this is Sixers fans cheering for Dame, who's sure. on another team. So Sixers fans are obviously very frustrated with the situation that they're in as well, which is completely understandable. Now, they won 113-103. He had 20.7 rebounds and 10 assists.
He's not had a great early season.
Yeah, I mean, some guys are struggling early. When it comes to the NBA, with the season being as long as it is, I can't freak out in the first 10, 15 games of the season. Like, if it takes someone a little longer to get things rolling, I'm not worried about it until we're getting into the meat of the season when it comes to that. So the Braves are just one win away from clinching their first World Series in 26 years tonight. But the Astros have home field advantage. The Braves looks like they were going to wrap things up in front of their home fans on Game 5 on Sunday, but the Astros won 9-5 to extend the series. And the Astros just became the fourth team to rally from a 4-run deficit to win a World Series elimination game.
Yeah.
So their comeback in Game 5 is tied for the second largest comeback in a World Series game. The Angels overcame a 5-run deficit in Game 6 of the 2002 World Series.
It's all bullpens now. Listen, the starters get yanked by the fifth innings, which I don't love, but all the World Series is now, all baseball is in the playoffs, who's got a better bullpen? Because these analytic guys, the starters are, if you can get 5 1/3 out of your starter, you're overjoyed.
Well, there's been six teams overcome a 3-1 series deficit and win the World Series. The last one was the 2016 Cubs. So it's not unheard of for them to come back and get this. World Series Game 6 is tonight at 7:30 Eastern on Fox, and the Astros are currently favored on Fox Bet. So big game tonight, Game 6 of the World Series.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Let's bring him on. We love having him now at Fox. Mark Sanchez, NFL analyst, five years in the NFL.
Ovation.
Look at that. We love ovations. You're very welcome. By the way, Mark's calling the Cardinals-Niners game on Sunday, which is interesting because what would you do with the Kyler Murray situation? Colt McCoy, who can move around a little bit, like Kyler, he's a little undersized. He can move, not to Kyler's level. What do you do? Right. Do you play the backup?
I mean, you need him down the stretch, right? You need Kyler down the stretch. Here's my thing with Colt, though. He stepped in with the Giants last year, won a game at Seattle.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
And with that receiving core, with that running game, I like him. I mean, if Kyler's not 100%, let him rest. The same luxury that the Cowboys experienced last week of having a backup go steal a win on the road, I think the Cardinals might have to dip in that bucket.
So it's trade deadline time. You know, I thought it was really interesting that it may have been Mike Silver yesterday said, what's amazing about what the Rams do is they bring multiple players in and they all fit, they all work. And there's so much confidence in McVay and the culture that you can bring in a Jalen Ramsey who was a little bit of trouble in Jacksonville. He comes to L.A. and it's like, oh, he fits right in. And what do you make of the Von Miller move? Let's start with that.
Well, one, it's totally reactionary to, okay, who's going to run away with this division? the Cardinals. What do we have to do? San Francisco put the blueprint on tape. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on how to stop Kyler. And you get your two ends, your two solid ends. Now they have Leonard Floyd and Von Miller and a legit dog in the middle in Aaron Donald to push the interior part of the pocket. But you have to keep him in the pocket. You can't get – Kyler wants to run back and away right or back and away left. You can't give him free lanes to run out. He's not going to attack the front of the pocket because he's little. So he doesn't want to get up in the mix. So he tries to retreat, right? So San Francisco put Bosa and Armstead on the outside, and they never attacked him. They just mirrored each other and got as deep as he got and as wide as he got and just watched him, just stared at him. And it was so hard, and I talked to D'Amico Ryans about it, because they're you want to go get the sack, right? If you're a selfish guy, if you're a numbers guy, you'll just go and get the sack, and then he makes you look silly, and you end up on a highlight. But all they did was just silo him in the pocket and stay like bumper bowling. They just stayed the bumpers along the lane and let him get deeper and deeper and deeper and just wait for him to come to you. And they absorbed him instead of attacked him. I mean, the Rams just basically said, yep, we'll do that. Yeah, and we'll do it with Von Miller. I mean, he's got an expiring contract. It's a great move.
Yeah.
Great move.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. And we've been talking about this. With like an OBJ, he literally called on his buddy LeBron James to go to social media, let me out. And I said, listen, I don't think there's much of a market for him, but if he got cut and he could...
See, everybody'd line up if he got cut.
Okay, so explain this.
I mean, the production the last couple of years, whether it's his fault, Baker's fault, whatever you want to say, bottom line is numbers-wise, you're not paying that number for that return, right? That's just a losing investment. So everybody's saying, okay, his stock's a little down. I'm not going to absorb that contract, but you guys cut him, let's roll. And we'll take our chances. Let's roll the dice with them. And then he'd have his pick as well, you know, to kind of figure out, hey, where's a good spot? Who do I know? Is this a system I'm familiar with? How quickly can I learn, you know, what we're doing, what we're trying to do? So, I mean, I would have thought, yeah, I wouldn't say Philly anymore. But.
New England's interesting because they're doing so many things well.
Yeah.
They lack one thing.
they need somebody, like a dynamic threat.
Well, DeSean Jackson,
yeah.
OBJ. And by the way, the culture is so strong, Mark.
Correct.
OBJ.
They can handle it.
You know, let me defend OBJ. He's been a good soldier in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing. Like when you say... you know, Jalen Ramsey trouble or OBJ trouble. Like they're not getting arrested every week, and I mean they're not. They have a personality, and they're a little louder than some players, right? But they're not toxic. It doesn't seem like, right? I mean they're just opinionated guys, and they'll get in front of a microphone and tell you how they feel. So as long as you can handle that, I don't see a problem with it. But to absorb the contract, I think would be a little much.
You know, we I think we're all kind of watching the Chiefs. And I said this to Jonathan Vilma earlier. I said, you know, you see all their talent and you're like, what's happening? And he said, well, do they have that much talent? He goes, so you're doing the same thing. Like his thing is, yeah, we know Travis Kelce is great. They got about five guys we know. I mean, so you pointed to me. Your takeaway is.
I agree with JV. They're really good. Tyreek Hill, really good. Pringle, Hardman, solid. But not the players that when they went on their big run, 2 years ago? And even last year, I mean, with Sammy Watkins, even though he was on the back nine of his career.
Good playoff receiver.
But a great receiver, especially down the stretch. And somebody that could consistently win versus man-to-man on a crucial third down, and you end up seeing him, you know, on third and six, take a nine-yard stop route, boom, catch it, and just fall forward. You know, like he just... That was his thing. And now that that's gone, it was interesting watching last night because I just feel like when people get on Patrick, it's like you can't have it both ways. You want the cool, you know, this pass and the Harlem Globetrotter this and that. You know, you want all these cool plays, but you don't want the interceptions. Like, I get it, but he's always doing
that. Well, Favre was the gunslinger for a reason.
And it almost looked last night like he was, like, conscious of it. And at certain moments, he was like, okay, I got to be, you know, I can't turn it over, but I have to be myself. So, you know, you get that crazy roll to the left, almost underhand submarine pitch.
Right.
strike to Tyreek Hill. So it's like you can't have it both ways. You can't just turn it on and turn it off. Like,
yeah,
some are going to go your way, some aren't. I mean, the one on the goal line where he's like jumping, it's, I mean, when has he been, you know, five steps in rhythm, take a hitch and just, whew, I mean, it's rare. Yeah. It's rare that most quarterbacks get that anyway, but that's just not his game. So, I mean, he's going through a little bit of a slump. Hitters go through slumps. Shooters go through slumps. You know, some guys turn it over more than other guys, but I think, I mean, they're going to be fine. They just, you know, but it looked funny. Like when he started to scramble, he was like, oh, we can't turn it over, but I have to be myself. Boom. Harlem Globetrotter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's there are coaches. Pete Carroll's one of those coaches. He hates turnovers. Parcells was one of those that used to tell Phil Simms, dude, let it loose.
Yeah.
If you're not throwing it downfield, you're doing good. You know, Pete's theory is we don't give them extra possessions.
Correct.
So I do think Andy Reid tends to be more of a let her rip.
I mean, no doubt. I think within their system, like, they're running the same plays over and over. It's shallow cross. It's drive. It's all go special. I mean, flood and throwback flood. I mean, they're the same concepts over and over and over, but they had those special players running them, and then they would formate it. Then they'd motion. Then they'd get to where they want to be. And they had the ability to just let Patrick go. You know, we're going to run these basic plays, but Patrick's going to be the difference, and our personnel is going to be the difference. Right now, it's just not quite the same.
It's interesting with the Dallas Cowboys is, I said this earlier, and this is just a gambling thing, but of the last 20 games for the Chiefs, they have covered the spread 5 times. Why? They're overvalued.
Yep.
The Cowboys this year are 7-0 against the spread.
I saw that on Twitter or something. Yeah.
They're undervalued because the Cowboys have been so disappointing. That
right.
The market's like, nope, I'm not. And it's like, I'm not. But to win, I watched that game against Minnesota and I thought, Sunday night on the road, Cooper Rush, that Cedric Wilson throw, and that Amari Cooper throw. And this is what people just, I think sometimes we don't understand this. To be a professional athlete, I watch Cooper Rush and I'm like, Cooper Rush is making like starting throws. And we look and go, oh, Cooper Rush. It's the old Brian Scalabrine who played for the Celtics.
Whoa.
And then he goes and plays one-on-one in a park and doing tomahawk dunks.
Of course.
And I looked at Cooper Rush and my takeaway is, we don't understand how talented guys are. Or are we? Should we be saying, we don't understand how good Dallas is offensively?
I think Dallas is special. I think Dak comes right back, gets back to his MVP ways. Especially with Kyler going down, this could be a chance for Dak to kind of, you know, in that MVP race, really make a move. But for Cooper, I thought his reaction to the interception, because they're playing quarters, right? Two safeties deep, corners, everybody's got a fourth of the field. You split the pie in four pieces, right? Everybody gets a quarter of the pie. Well, when you're in a 3-by-1 set, that backside safety, he doesn't really have a responsibility backside, so he goes and they'll say tricks or rob the front side, the 3-by-1 side. And he picks him off early in the game. And Cooper came right back in another 2-look that ended up being Tampa 2 and hits that deep ball down the middle.
Yes, beautiful throw.
I mean, a lot of guys, especially in his position, would have been like,
a little reticent to make that throw.
Yeah, like, I'm not even going there. Where's my back? You know, where's my tight? I'm not even going to mess with it. But the fact that he saw it, recognized it, owned it, and then went back right there in the very next drive and just ripped it
down
the middle of the
field. And that was a great throw.
I was like, whoa, this dude's feeling it. He's seeing it. He's understanding. You could tell he was in it. And even the last throw, I mean, just top shelf for Amari Cooper.
That was a great throw.
That's a starter throw. That's a top 15 quarterback throw. It looked so easy. He made it look easy. And that's not an easy throw.
No.
You know, Amari made him right on one of them, getting down there, right?
Yeah.
The ball bounces your way sometimes, and he took advantage of it. So credit to him.
Yeah, I said if you didn't know who made $27 million a year and who was the backup, and you watched that game, and I'm like, two of the best throws.
Oh, he balled out now.
I thought
that was impressive. That was such a luxury for the Cowboys. And that was, I thought, they're in a lose-lose. You know, you're going to sit Dak, and people are going to lose their mind, and they're not going to win on the road. And everybody's going to freak out. You play Dak, and he tweaks it again, and now it's his lingering injury, and there goes the season. I'm like, those are the only two options. And Cooper Rush proved me wrong. I was so proud of that kid. I mean, Kellen Moore, he got, wasn't he drafted there? I'm trying to, oh no, I'm thinking Mike White. Sorry.
Yeah.
Mike White was drafted. How about Mike White, by the way? Sorry.
No, Mike White was. Listen, Trevor Siemian outdueled Brady. Mike White beat Joe Burrow.
It was a fun weekend for QBs, yeah.
But I do think it goes back to something. We have to understand how much talent is in this league at quarterback now.
Oh, yeah.
We had four backups. Geno Smith completed 14 straight passes or 12?
Yeah, Geno played well.
He really had a great first half. All right, more with Mark in a second.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. or download the app today.
Faherty, founded by twin brothers. Family business, great looking clothes. Our listeners, 20% off if you give the code HERD. Go to FahertyBrand.com/HERD. Mark Sanchez played in the NFL for 10 years. You know, Joy and I go back on this. Jonathan Vilma would not let me talk about it. I said, Mike White plays Thursday, and he plays great again. And guys are loyal to the W. Guys are loyal to the W. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, we're going to bring Zach in. Is it a guarantee you play Zach? You tell me.
I mean,
you have to.
Of course.
What if he lights it up Thursday?
If he throws for another 400. I saw something that said no quarterback since Vinny Testaverde with the Jets had thrown for 400. And I'm like, who are all these scrubs in between? No, that I mean, the one thing Zach should do, though, is watch this game again. Because Mike checked it down a lot.
A lot.
And like, let the guys just play. And it was almost like you defer some responsibility. Like, I'm not going to force it down the field and get booed out of the stadium for throwing a pick. Like, I'm going to dump it down and see what happens. Because a lot of times, it happens the right way. Like, it works out.
A guy in the flat misses a tackle, and it's a 32.
They just miss. And there goes the back, just scampering for 30. And you're like, whoa, I threw that 4 yards.
Right.
Like, that was easy.
Well, you know, so, Joy talks about this.
Joy's a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, Chris Carter once said this, the former great player. He said, it's almost biblical. He said, if you have a great voice, you're going to sing in the shower, you're going to sing in the car, you're going to sing when you hear music, you're going to eventually join a choir or at church.
Right.
You have a gift. And we were talking about this earlier, is that when you have Brett Favre's arm, you trust it no matter what. And Zach Wilson's arm is, you can see it when he throws it. It's special.
Oh, it's awesome when he throws. But yeah, he's pushing a little bit. He's pressing a little bit. He's also figuring it out, right? Like, your rookie year, you got to figure it out.
Take me back.
You do and what can't you do?
Were you ever lost as a rookie?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's like a blur at times. Coverages and you know, I had never had to really worry about run game checks like that. Like, we had run left, run right, pass. But not like, hey, we can run this, but based on the way they're aligned, we got to, you know, redirect the point of the offensive line. I mean, thank God for Nick Mangold for handling most of that. Like, I mean, there's literally plays on tape where I go through the cadence, wide 80, wide 80, hot, hot. Nicky, what do we like here? And you literally see him on film raise his hand. And I'm like, okay, we're going left. Here we go. Hike the ball, hand it off. And everybody's like, great check, high-fiving me. And I said, thanks, coach. And Nick's just looking at me like, really, dude? Because he basically told me what to do. I just went up to the line and was like, six one way, half a dozen here. Nick, what do you like?
So you're
you're blocking it. You tell me.
You're learning the game on the fly.
Oh, 100%. You're learning it on the fly. You're understanding coverages. The most important thing you're trying to learn is not just what can win a game, because your arm and your feet and all these crazy fun plays, those splash plays, they can win a game. But what loses the game?
That's big. Now,
and that's just taking care of the football.
We were talking about this earlier. New England's interesting. Mac Jones has gotten out of the God, that's awful throw.
Yeah.
And he's a rookie. And it was the second half of Houston. They were missing a lot of offensive linemen. And I watched that awful game and I'm like, oh, he's out of the bad throw business.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, Justin Herbert still throws you about one every two weekends.
Sure. But with Belichick, the whole idea is make them earn it. If they beat you, they beat you. And they deserve it. But make them earn it. Don't give them any cheap ones. Don't give them the guys hanging on me and the pockets collapsing and the Carson Wentz throw from last week, right?
Painful.
Like those ones. And you know what he's trying to do. He's trying to make the right play. But in that moment, there's got to be these caution flags that go up, these red lights that just go off and alarms and everything goes off in your head and you say no. And that is so much harder to do than to say.
Because you were
sitting in this chair, it's like, oh yeah, that's easy. Just throw it away.
Well, you know? You were a great high school, Mission Viejo. You're a great college player. And then you go to the NFL. And do you remember the practice when you rolled out and thought, oh hell, the defensive end runs as good as I do?
Oh yeah. You try and scramble and the dude's just breathing down your neck. You're like, oh, who are these guys? Or Darrell Revis is running routes for guys basically and picking the ball off and handing it to you in practice. You're like, whoa.
Okay.
This is different.
Right.
It's just different. So you got to figure out your space that you can operate in, right? You got to figure out what you can and cannot get away with, and when it's okay to push those boundaries because the game's on the line. When the game's on the line and you're trying to come back and you throw the pick, I mean, nobody cares. But when it's first and 10 on your own 20 and it's a 7-7 ball game in the first quarter and you try and force one down the middle, people are like, whoa, dude, what was that? You know, that we can't have. Late in the game, you want to force one down the field because we're trying to win? Cool. Everybody, you know, everything's on the line? Cool. But, you know, it's picking and choosing your spots. And that's just understanding the flow of the game. And that's bigger than the X's and O's. That's just having an awareness. And Mac Jones has it.
Bill Belichick uses the famous line, I'm not just acquiring talent, I'm building a team. Mm-hmm. And some players don't work with certain systems. And OBJ and Baker has never worked. And I've said, I'm not blaming anybody. It doesn't work.
Yeah, just square peg, round hole kind
okay,
of thing.
Okay, so mean, explain why Jarvis Landry and Baker is terrific. OBJ and Baker isn't. Can you explain to me, as I've never said, because it looks, the average fan's like, it's outrageous that you say they're better without OBJ.
Right.
That's what the data says for 3 years.
It's shown that. I think part of it was injuries. Part of it was time on task. They didn't have a ton of reps together. Then it became a thing. And then you see, like, Baker trying to make it, you know, not a thing anymore. Yeah, like, I'm going to figure this out and watch this, you know? And then it just got to this place where it's like, I don't know if it's worth it, you know? Like, I don't know if the return is worth our investment right now. Like, let's just move on. If we have the numbers and everything to back up moving on without him, that's fine. It's nobody's fault. It just didn't work.
Did you ever have a receiver? Maybe it's the way he ran his routes, the depth of it, or somebody that you just, it just worked. It just clicked.
Oh, I mean, when they're so good, their catch radius is so big and
right.
All that. I mean, Braylon Edwards, Santonio Holmes. I mean, these guys would just make you right.
You just threw the ball knowing.
Yeah, and then, or you get a guy. Those guys were like, just raw talent guys where they would just wow you all the time and catch up to a ball that you thought was overthrown and you're just like, dang, that was sweet. A guy like Jericho Cotchery was more of, hey, he's going to be exactly where
right.
He's going to run it perfectly. And when we say 8.5, it's 8.5.
That's
not
the Edelman Brady.
It's not 8. Yeah, that's that guy. Dustin Keller, more of a raw talent guy where he'd make you ride and have the crazy one-handed catch or, you know, big body a throw and all that kind of stuff. So it's nice to have that, but you've got to figure out how to throw to those guys. And it just takes time. It takes reps. And then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you know, like, when it doesn't work with the receiver, you're just like...
You know fast?
Yeah, like, you just have an idea. It's just like, that felt like a good throw. What's the deal here? What's going on? And either it's the communication, it's the, you know, you hear guys all the time, run the route, not the line on the page, because the line on the page doesn't show the defense all the time. So there's a little bit of creative license with these routes, but there's also a time clock, right? There's a shot clock, essentially, and I need you in a certain place at a certain time. Not totally worried how you get there. That's kind of up to you. But I need you there.
Yeah.
And it just seems like they're off. He's ready to throw. OBJ's not ready. He's ready to catch. Baker's not ready.
Yeah.
It's just, they miss.
Yeah.
They just miss.
I think
it's like
point,
a missed high five. You know?
Those are always ugly.
Those are embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing. Mark Sanchez is always absolute money for us. He has got the Cardinals-Niners game, which, by the way, coming off that impressive win in Chicago, momentum stage for them now. This is a big one for the 49ers. In that division, Kyler's hurt. Russell back off a bye. Interesting times. The FBI is committed to combating hate crime, seeking justice, providing assistance to victims. Visit FBI.gov/hatecrimes for more info. They're here to help protecting our communities together. Report hate crimes. We'll see you tomorrow. It's The Herd.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.